Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you?
Hi, Vanita. My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling from Best Buy. I have a customer who's had a big issue with her delivery today. She was told that she would get rescheduled either for the 11th or the 14th, but she has not received an email yet. And what do you need from me to pull that up?
You got the 112 number?
I do.
Okay, I'm
And it's
ready.
11-1122-056-832-510.
Okay, give me that number again. 1122.
Yep, 11-1122-056-832-510.
And what type of appliance was it?
Washer, dryer, range.
I'm not even pulling anything up with that number.
Could you try it under the phone number?
Okay, what is the phone number?
Their phone number is 773-218-5158. Yes. And it's under Ashley Titsworth.
It just takes a little bit of time to pull it up by phone number.
Yeah, not a problem. I'm just going to get back to her real quick, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thanks. All righty, I'm back.
It's still searching. It said, the customer will have to be rescheduled because the building manager will not allow the tech to bring the units to the front door.
Yeah, and so they didn't even ask the customer if she would, you know, open the door for them where they needed to have it opened so they could bring it in. And they just put everything back on the truck and left. And they completed it out, like they left everything there.
It said the tech will return unit to the warehouse.
Yeah, well, they may have done that, but on our end, they've got it as completed.
Yeah,
as if they've delivered
it.
Yeah.
And they said that they didn't install anything, did they?
I think they left the range.
Now, this don't even make sense.
I can't remember.
It says the range is installed.
Yeah. And let me just check with her real quick to make sure. Mind holding for me again?
No.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, they delivered the range and installed it.
Okay, but what, I mean, if they let, I'm not understanding, why did they not let them bring anything else in?
Because they couldn't keep the door open where they were bringing it in. And when she was walking down the stairs with them, you know, to go and hold the door for them, they'd already put everything back on the truck and were leaving. They didn't even ask her to, you know, like, come down and open the door for them every time they needed to bring something in. And she is coming from Maryland to her parents' place, apartment, because she purchases for them. And she has a limited amount of time before she has to fly back to Maryland.
So this is for the dryer?
Yeah, for the washer, the dryer, and the refrigerator.
Okay, well, they got the dryer in pending rescheduling, but they have the washing machine, the water line, refrigerator, canceled.
Yeah, and all my and on my end, it shows all product delivered and invoiced, and the services or the haulaways done as well. Only thing on my end that's in a reschedule status are the installs.
The only thing that we have in rescheduling status is the range, is the dryer, and that's it.
Yeah, and the only thing they delivered and installed was the range.
And the OTR and the dishwasher install is scheduled for April the 1st.
The 1st. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing was delivered except the gas appliance, the gas stove.
Right.
And what is your name?
My name is Tiffany.
So nothing was delivered except the gas range.
Right.
And what did the installer tell the customer?
Well, the notes on the FMS order says driver XPO, well, let's see here, stated the team had to take back the rest of the order because there was some confusion on the entrance of the delivery. So I called the client and she was very upset, stated no one spoke to her about it. And they decided not to make the delivery, and she was not given the stacking kit when she ordered everything. And I apologized to the client for the lack of communication, and so she would be able to reschedule for 3:11 if possible, if not 3:15 in the morning, and as make good, please offer the correct stacking kit. But that doesn't have anything to do with you, so. But that's the notes that they have on here. That's through LPFR driver calls.
that's just.
Yeah, I can see it has that pending reschedule now for the install, the hallway, for the dryer. But everything else above it says completed. Just going to get back to her real quick.
Okay.
All righty, I'm back.
I'm notating.
Yeah,
so they took all the other appliances back to the warehouse.
Yes. They didn't leave anything else there.
Three fifteen. Is that the date the customer's requesting?
Well, she's actually requesting tomorrow, but 3:14.
Okay, yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. 3:15. My bad. I have it wrong in my notes. Change that. Yeah, it says I would like to reschedule for 3:11 if possible, and if not, 3:15 in the morning.
We cannot guarantee that it will be in the morning. With me just a moment. What I'm going to do is get this sent over to the installer's office and also the regional manager.
Okay. Is there like a time frame for them to contact her back, or
no? I just sent
or how
this,
they'll contact her.
I just sent this over as soon as they bear with me just one moment.
I just need to get back to her for just a moment.
Okay.
Alrighty, I'm back. And what was your name again?
My name is Bonita.
Bonita. Bonita or Bonita?
Bonita.
Bonita. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we got that sent. So we, as soon as we get an answer back with that, someone will give the customer a call.
Okay. And so it wouldn't technically be you that's calling her back, but...
No. Mm-mm. No.
Okay. I just want to make sure I word it right. Okay, and they'll call her...
Yeah, I'm going to also send this over to get them to correct this these appliances that were completed at. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My goodness. Davis, Tiffany, spell it, S-T. Oh, my goodness, it just did not look right.
I don't know why they do this. It just makes it hard on everybody.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, I need my job, so things like this happen, and I can help. But don't do it in the first place. That just throws everybody off.
Mm-hmm. And these installers know it happens every day. Complete out stuff,
you know,
they didn't do.
They should get dinged for that.
Yeah, they do. It
and
happens
it's common
too
sense
often.
To ask the customer to leave. Yeah, and they should ask the customer, can you hold the door for me? You know, she's right there. She's come from out of state to do this, and, you know, they just don't ask enough questions or make enough calls.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure you guys get the brunt of that as well.
Yes. But I've got that sent over, and I've got that sent over to get that those deliveries changed, updated.
Okay. All righty, I will let her know. Hopefully they'll give her a call back sometime tomorrow morning, I would guess.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All righty. All right, we'll let her know. I appreciate your
help,
Anita.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. You have a good rest of your shift.
You too. You too.
Thanks. She's my last call, and I was off 22 minutes ago, so it's cutting it close.
Yep.
Oh, well, thanks for all the help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good
night. Have a great evening.
Thanks. Bye.